Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How did your parents react when you moved out of the house? Were they like my father who had a huge party? Or were they like Tim McGraw who every time a daughter leaves his home, he's devastated? Check that box for me. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. We'd love for you to share your stories. Yeah, Tim McGraw is a crier and an admitted crier every time one of his daughters moves out of the house.
It's tough for sure, and it's tough when they go away. I mean, I'm a crier anyway, so every time our girls have left and we've dropped them off somewhere, it's always been tough. But you get used to it. You start getting excited about seeing where their career goes and where their life goes, and it's fun to watch them grow into strong, independent young women. But I'll tell you, the cool part is Faith and I really have enjoyed our time alone now at home. You know, we see the girls quite often. They come home and visit quite often, but now when they're there for about 4 or 5 days, we're like, you know, we kind of want our house back.
Oh boy, can I relate to that?
No kidding.
So I was listening to Tim, and I'm a crier too. Like, I have to tell you all that. But, you know, COVID was horrible for so many reasons. But what was great for me, and I've shared this before, was that I got bonus time with both my daughters. We were all doing what everybody else was doing, stuck at home, forced to hang out with each other, and forced to realize how much we love each other. And I remember vividly the night when Julia, the night before Julia, was going to fly back to Minnesota and start her life over again.
Yeah.
Listening to them like a fly on the wall, just laughing with each other and thinking, oh my God, oh God, sorry.
That's all right.
And just thinking, oh my God, this is magic and I'm not going to have this anymore. And then they're gone and you're like, ah, but then what Tim said too, like, oh, okay. Well, now I got some freedom again. So I see both sides.
Oh, well, 100%. But the initial reaction, of course, is tearing up. But then you have them back and they start fighting or going at you. And then you're like, you know what? Get out.
Oh, boy, they gang up on me.
And when my youngest left the house, when my youngest Grayson moved out, and at that time he was just moving across town, it was a little tough for me. And we had a Last Supper with them.
A Last Supper, boy. Nothing final about that.
I want everybody to say something that they're going to miss about Grayson when he leaves us for Arizona tomorrow.
His face.
His face? What about you, Mosey?
Humor.
His humor? I'm just going to miss my baby boy.
I can actually hear Grayson putting his stuff into his car after you said that. Yeah, okay, that's great. Thanks. Stop talking. Just knowing your son the way I do? Come on, please. I'm just moving a Vista, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's not like he's not been out of the house.
I remember you saying when he was first born how much he just took your heart because he was your boy.
Yeah. Also, I was wondering, I got a couple of things down in the garage I want you to put in your car and take with you.
You think I got space for that? I really don't. And I'm questioning whether or not I can fit that. Dude.
The vacuum?
Just put it on top of your car. Just be like one of those hillbillies.
Grayson, I'm just teasing
you. California hillbilly.
I'm just teasing you because I saw your car. I saw how packed it was, and it reminded me of me in 1994, January 1st, 1994. I had my little Hyundai Scoop packed with everything I owned, and I took off and I drove to Arizona all by myself. To go move, so you're kind of following the same footsteps I did.
Well, duh, that explains the emotion. Your boy is you.
I know my boy. I miss him.
Someday he'll be like you.
Although,
and
you know,
the cat's in the cradle and the
God,
silver
stop it,
spoon.
Stop it. Three,
Grace
three.
Is leaving
stop.
Home. Won't be back anytime soon.
Oh, my God. Stop it. I haven't seen him in a while. I miss him. 833-287.
You're going to call me Gray. I don't
and
know
I say
when.
The phone number. Stop it. You're being so mean. Jessica, stop laughing.
Maybe never.
You're going to make me cry.
You're never going to call your mom.
Oh, my God. 833-287-1037. How did your parents react when you left the house? Was it a party? Were they bawling?
You know, I'm just deflecting because I hate this topic as much as you do. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy on KSON. Tim McGraw, like many dads, did not like it when his daughters moved out of the house. He cried every time. Mm-hmm. And yet, like many parents, kind of likes it now.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, my husband stopped wearing pants in the morning. Is that? Do you understand that, John? I don't get it.
Because I imagine there's no kids in the house anymore. Okay, well, I guess pants optional when they leave. Who knows?
How did your parents react when you moved out of the house? 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy in the morning on KSON.
Carol is in Oceanside. Carol, how did your parents react when you moved out of the house?
It's actually the opposite.
Okay.
My kids leaving me.
Oh, honey, tell us about it.
Oh, my gosh, it's the saddest thing. I mean, it's great because they're flying, and I'm so proud of them. But my middle son moved, and he's a park ranger up in Northern California.
Aww.
And I miss him so dearly, like, every day. And they don't want you to call them every day.
No, they don't. I found that out. That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. But then my eldest is almost 30, and he's like, yeah. I said, how does everything, fine. So I haven't hugged you since March. He graduated, got his master's here at Cal State San Marcos, and I missed it because I had COVID.
Oh, honey. Oh.
So sad.
Okay. I don't like this topic.
But you know what? My daughter's still at home. She's 25 getting her teaching credential. So at least I have one. But
We kind of have a similar situation going. My daughter lives in Minnesota, my youngest, Julia, and she doesn't have any plans to come back, I don't think. I think that's going to be her home. And that's something I'm going to have to just, I guess I'm going back to Minnesota more. But Abby, same situation you're in right now. My oldest, who, by the way, turns 24 in just a couple of weeks, is my roommate now as well, as she's preparing to find her new career. And sometimes I love it, and sometimes I'm like, wow, I can't wait to go out with my girlfriend whenever I want. You know?
Oh, yes. I hear you. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Cool. Bye. Adriana is in Chula Vista. Adriana, how did your parents react when you moved out of the house?
My mom actually had to sign my Marine Corps contract when I was 16, and I was out of the house at 17. She was a little bit upset but proud at the same time.
Yeah, I bet very conflicted. Like, oh, I'm proud of you for serving your country, but no, my baby.
Wow, and thank you for your service to our country. You knew at 16. You probably knew before you were 16, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Wow, we need more people like you.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Man.
My dad would have danced a jig if I went to him at 16 years old and said, I want to be a United States Marine. I think he really would have. Did you know at 16 what you wanted to do, Tammy? You've had so many different
careers.
Yeah,
I know. At that time, I knew what I wanted to do for that time, but it's changed throughout my life for sure.
You know, as I'm thinking about this, I don't really think... Let me rephrase that. I'm pretty positive I didn't have the independent thought that I'm going to move out of the house now. You know how I know? It was my 18th birthday. Instead of hearing happy birthday, this is the sound I heard. Yeah. It was a moving truck. Dad's like, not my issue anymore. So I don't think Dad shed too many tears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.